Anybody in here that's never had a dream? So you all dream. What do you do when you dream? Where do you go? People ask me over and over again, well, where do you think you go when you die? I say, where do you go when you go to sleep? Where do you go? Why do you have to have a place? Because you can only think linear. You can only think form. And that's what a place is, isn't it? Try to imagine yourself as a multidimensional human being. Multidimensional. And that one of the dimensions you experience is form. And that there are many other dimensions to you as well. And that thought is one of them. Just try to imagine that. And if you can't do it, if it's too booga-booga, metaphysical, philosophical, tough for you to get a hold of, let me help you to see that you do it one-third of your life when you're sleeping. A third of your life you spend sleeping, one-third, since you got here. And when you go to sleep, what do? You leave your form. And you live in a different set of rules altogether. You live. You experience in a different set of rules. Let me tell you how the rules are different when you're asleep and in non-form than when you're in form. There's no beginning and there's no end. There's no cause and there's no effect. There's no time. There's no life. There's no death. Is there anybody in the room who has ever had the experience of being with somebody who's been dead while you're asleep? Your grandmother, your great-grandmother, whatever. She's there. She's there for you. How many of you have ever had the experience of being younger than you are? Like you're 18, you're back, you're 18 again. And you're there. And you look like you're 18. Don't you? I mean, I have this horrible dream. I'm in the Navy. Back in the Navy. 4 years. It's September the 4th. It's 1962. And they forgot my discharge date. They just forgot. And I can't get anybody to acknowledge that I've now done my 4 years, and it's time for me to be out now. I got to go home. I got to go to college. I got to get married. I got to get on with my life. And everybody's going, well, I don't see any. I can't find your records. Sometimes I'm giving a speech, and I don't have any clothes on. Happens to me a lot. I suggest to you that when you are in this dimension called dreaming, that the rules are very different. And the reason that you dream is to teach you that every obstacle you run into is an opportunity. That's one of the things you learn. And get this, everything that you need in your dream, you create. Whatever you need for the dream. Whatever you need. You're driving along freeway. You're just driving along, right? And all of a sudden, the road ends, and there's a cliff. Yeah, a cliff! So what do you do with that? You just sprout some wings somehow. You just sort of, sure, I think I'll just fly tonight. And you fly, don't you? You just fly right over. You don't die. You never die in your dream. You create out of that obstacle whatever you need for the dream, don't you? If you are underwater and you have to stay there for an hour, that is no problem. It isn't. You just get some gills, you stay under there, and you just hide and you wait, don't you? One third of your life is spent in this state called thought, pure thought. And you are experiencing all of it. It's all there for you. You can have it all. You can do anything that you want. You create everything that you need. And yet the rules are very different. Very, very different indeed. And you don't wake up and go, oh my God, whew, that was just terrible. You just see that you're now in a different dimension. You don't say, oh, I didn't have a body. Oh, my God, that was an illusion. Because somebody's coming at you with a knife in a dream, and you wake up, and your heart is really pumping. And so the reaction to it is real. But you look back and you say, that's an illusion. There was nobody. There was no knife. Where's the knife?